Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the sixth chapter of Maseches Brachos. Mishnah Dalet says, Hayu lefanav minim harbe. If there were many different species, many different types of fruit in front of a person, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im yesh b'nehem mimin shiva, if there are one of the seven species of the land of Israel, mevarach alav, then that's the one you should say the bracha on. V'chachamim omrim, mevarach al eze mehen sheyirtza. The Chachamim say he can say the bracha on whichever one he likes. Quick look in the Bartonuro here. Min Shiva, Chita, Usaora, Vegefen, Vetaena, Verimon, Zayas, Utamarim. So this would be wheat, barley, grapes, figs, pomegranates, olives, dates. Dahani Adife, these are the better ones, these are the preferable ones. Hoyol Binisht Havchavahen, Eretz Yisrael. That the land of Israel is praised through these forms of produce. Mevarach al eze mehen sheyirtza. The other opinion is that he can bless whichever fruit in the batch that he likes. Techaviv adif, because that which is pleasing to him is better. V'halakha chachamim, and the law is like chachamim, that he can say the bracha on whichever species pleases him the most. So I can have dates and figs, but if I really like red delicious apples, I can say my bracha on the red delicious apple. Mishnehe. Berach al hayayin shlifnei hamazon, pater as hayayin shel achar hamazon. If somebody says the bracha on the wine before the meal, that exempts the wine that's served after the meal. Berach al haparperes shlifnei hamazon, pater as haparperes shel achar hamazon. If he says a bracha on the cooked item that's served before the meal as an appetizer, that exempts the bracha of the cooked item served after the meal as a form of dessert. Berach al hapas, pater saparperes. If he says a bracha on bread, that exempts these appetizers. Al haparperes, lo pater sapas. But if he says a bracha on these appetizers, it does not exempt the bread. Beishamai omrim, aflo maisa kedera. Beishamai says, not even a cooked item in a pot. And we'll see what that means. Bartonuro. Patras hayayin shel achar hamazon, it exempts the wine served after the meal. Hani mili b'shabbosos v'yomim tovim. These words are referring to Shabbos and Yantiv. Shiragilin l'kvua al hayayin l'achar hamazon. Because it was regular, it was common to serve wine after the meal. Ukshivarech al hayayin lifnei hamazon, adaita d'hachi berach. And when somebody would say a bracha before the meal over wine, he had this in mind, so he knew that that wine was coming. But on other days of the week, when it was not common to have wine served after the meal, then if you said a bracha on wine at the beginning of the meal, it would not include wine served after the meal, because you didn't know it was coming, you couldn't have it in mind. B'chola achar hamazon detana b'misnisan, and any time it says after the meal in our Mishnah, haynu l'achar shesal ku yadehem min hapas. This is after they remove their hands from the bread, meaning they wash mayim achronim, kodin shivarchu birchas hamazon, before they benched. Parperis, a cooked item, which was served as an appetizer, kol dover hamlufatim bo es hapask, kagon basur ubeitzim v'dagim, all of these things were served with bread. This could be a form of meat, it could be eggs, it could be fish. Kriim parperes, all of them are called parperes, some sort of appetizer. Upa'amim shahayu mevin parperes kodem se'uda lahamshich ha'achila, and sometimes they were served before the meal to whet the appetite. V'chozun mevin parperes acheros la'achar ha'se'uda achar she'mashku yedehem min hapas. And other times they would serve these cooked items as a dessert after the meal when people have finished with the main course. Maisa kedera, something cooked in a pot. Kagon harifos ugorish karmel v'kemach shenispashel b'mayim kagon halvivus v'kiyotze b'hen. Some sort of stew. It's all sorts of things that are cooked in a pot with flour and water. V'est mefarshe parperes demisnisan pas hatsnuma v'ka'ara she'ein bo mara lechem demevarchem aleha Bore mine mizonos. And some explain that the parperes is also a form of cooked bread that no longer resembles bread, so you wouldn't say hamotzi on it anymore, you would say mizonos on it. If that's the case, v'hashda nicha, then that would make a lot of sense. D'itzrik lashmuin on berach al haparperes lo pater es hapas. Then it makes perfect sense why the Mishnah is telling us that if you say a bracha on the parperes, it doesn't exempt the pas. Af al gav dehi nami min pas, even though it itself is a form of pas. V'maisa kadera pater, but it should exempt the maisa kadera because that's in the same category. Ube shamai savre, but Be Shammai would be of the opinion, Kishem she im berach ala parperes lo pater es hapas. Be Shammai says that just like when you say a bracha on parperes, it doesn't exempt your bread, kach lo pater masekadera, they would say it doesn't exempt masekadera either. Vein halacha ke Be Shammai, and the halacha does not follow Beis Shammai.